The Jeff and Jen Show. Star.
94.1.
Helicopter mom. That is a woman who, the example that I'm thinking of is like, daughter or son goes off to college and mom rolls up every 2 weeks to do laundry and tidy up the dorm or the apartment. That would be a helicopter mom.
Helicopter moms are the ones that physically even hover over their young children and don't give them any freedom, really.
Okay.
You just actually become an extension of the child. They do everything for them, and then it sort of creates this, you know, the idea is that there's a generation of kids that can't do anything for themselves because their moms have always done everything for them.
So if there's like a 20-year-old having his or her steak cut by her mom,
that's a helicopter
that's
mom.
That's the helicopter mom. Okay, so I've heard that phrase, and I understand what it is.
Mm-hmm.
My question for you is, are helicopter dads a thing, or is this purely a mom thing?
Well, I know there's at least one helicopter dad. They're like, because I witnessed a helicopter dad.
Maybe he's a unicorn? Because I've only heard the phrase helicopter mom, and I don't know what made me think of it the other day, but I'm like, I thought, maybe is it because dads are supposed to be more productive, or can they go over the line?
Oh, well, the one I saw definitely went way over the line. So we're at the park, and I witnessed this whole thing as my kids are playing, and I'm kind of standing near the mom, and the dad is hovering over the kid on the playground, which is not too crazy, right? Because we're always, you know, protective of our kids while they're running around and playing and jumping and stuff. But then I witnessed this whole scene going down where it became clear with some of the conversation that the kid was going to be left with the grandparents and a babysitter, and the parents were leaving. Like, I think they were maybe going for an overnight.
Okay.
This is like a Saturday at the park. Maybe parents are going for an overnight, just the two parents and leaving. The grandparents are there and the babysitter's there. And I sort of overhear this conversation between babysitter and mom about the separation anxiety that their kid is going to feel. I don't know. He looked like he was maybe 5 years old or whatever. Dad's running around after him at the park or whatever. And the mom's like, he makes it so much worse, talking about her husband, because he overdoes it with the kid on leaving. I'm like, okay, little buddy, we're going to go, but we're going to be back and blah, blah, blah. Like, makes this big production out of it. And it was just like, you could tell his hovering was making the whole separation 10 times worse than it would have been if he just was like, less of a deal about it.
Was mom saying it in a way where she thought it was cute, or was she saying it in a way like, oh my God, this is so annoying?
So annoying way. Yeah. So she's saying it to the babysitter. The babysitter's trying to be like, pulling the kid away, like, okay, we got this, bye, like, have fun. The dad's like, but are you going to be okay? And then they sit down at this picnic table to have lunch, and the dad sits right on top of the kid, basically, on the little bench, and he's, like, cutting his peanut butter and jelly and cheese, or, you know, his peanut PB&J or ham and cheese or whatever, and he's, like, hovering over him. I mean, true, I was like, wow, that is a helicopter right there, like, over the top. And I could just tell the mom was like, let's get out of here and go have our night.
Let's start our staycation or whatever it is.
Yeah, but the dad is like really, really on top of them. And the grandparents are there like witnessing the whole thing. I'm hearing over here. I was like such a little creeper spying on the conversation.
So a couple of questions. One, from what you're saying, I'm guessing that leaving your child is similar to when they fall down and skin their knee. If you don't make a big deal out of it, then it doesn't hurt that much. But if you run over and you go, oh, my God, you've hurt your knee.
Yeah. Because
the kid loses it.
Yeah. The kids all pick up the clues from us. So if you make a huge production out of something like this dad was doing about leaving, then it's going to be a huge deal for the kid. Like, rather than being like, ain't nothing but a thing. We'll see you in a little. Like,
I wonder. I am curious. Then question number two would be, if he is a rare unicorn in being a helicopter dad. Like, because
are there more of them?
Because,
or is he the only one?
Because that woman, if there's a chance she's listening, would probably proudly call up and go, oh my God, I'm the cool parent.
Like, I'm the laid back one.
I let the kid go next door to play with the neighbor kid and watch him out the window My husband puts flares in the road to stop traffic and hires a security guard to walk the 30 yards. Like, I bet women would, if there's other helicopter dads, I bet women would be overjoyed at calling
them out. To call them out? All right, let's try it.
Thanks for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
Are there such things as helicopter dads? I witnessed one of them really hovering at the park and would not let go when he and his wife were supposed to leave the kid with the grandparents and the babysitter. And so we're just wondering, is that a unicorn helicopter dad, or will women call out their helicopter dad husbands and significant others?
Alexander in Cummings.
Yes, sir. I'm a helicopter dad myself.
You're calling yourself out.
Wow. Yep.
So in what ways do you helicopter, Pop?
Well, basically, you know, when the kids are, I have two boys, right? 2.5 and 3.5. So they're crazy. Teenagers all the way. And when they're running around getting crazy and you know, getting hurt, I'm trying to protect them. So I'm like, oh, don't, you know, climb down the stair rail. I don't want you to fall and break your head. Or don't climb on the jet skis or you'll fall off and bust your face on the ground. You know, so I'm always like hovering over trying to protect them and keep them from killing themselves.
Now, what is your wife doing while all this is happening? Is she the boys will be boys type of mom?
I'm a single dad.
Okay. Well, that might be different because...
And the age that they are, because I'm right there with you. You said your name's Alexander?
Yep.
I'm right there with you. On the 2.5-year-old, I mean, just fearless, and they're constantly hurting themselves. So I feel like that stage of life, it's almost okay to helicopter because you're just trying to prevent a hospital trip.
Yeah, and if
all times.
Exactly.
And if you're a single parent at that time, then I think you're just doing, that's just man-to-man, that's zone defense.
Zone,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's just you getting in there and trying to keep them all corralled. Thanks
Alexander
for the call.
May be a helicopter dad, but that's survival.
Yes.
Right there.
Kelly in Gainesville.
Yeah, oh my gosh. So my dad is a helicopter grandparent.
Oh, no.
Really?
Yes, and he's awesome, and I love him. I have four boys, and he is so bad. One of our kids has got big issues. He's autistic and epileptic, and when he has trips to the hospital and has seizures and whatever, my dad's the one that has to be in the room with the doctors talking, and then he, like, takes on the role of, like, no, I know more than you are, doctor role. It's endearing, but also very annoying.
Does he know that he's like that? Like, does he admit?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, totally. He totally does. He doesn't like to be called out on it, but, like, he's that way with all of our kids. You know, every, well, did you talk to the doctor? Well, did you do that? Well, okay, well, what about anything that we do? He's always involved. We buy a car. He's, like, got to give his opinion. He's, like, total patriarch. It's hilarious.
And what does your husband think of this?
Your reaction said it all.
You don't have to say a word.
We don't want you to get grounded.
Yeah.
No, I know, right? Yeah.
All right.
Thank you for the call, Kelly.
Bye.
She's like, you didn't say you were going to ask a follow-up question.
Her reaction said it all. That's all you had to hear.
I was not prepared for that. Alicia in Dunwoody.
Hi. Yeah. So my husband has always been a super helicopter dad. My 8-year-old, it was in the car going, you've got to call about dad.
Aww.
So when she was born and little, he was right there. He put pillows down beside the bed next to her bed because he was afraid she might roll out and fall on the floor. When we would go out to eat, he was constantly wiping her mouth and cleaning up on the table. And when we go to the park, he's right there following around her. And I'm like, you know, she's got to learn to do stuff on her own. So that's just kind of how it's been for 8 years.
Has he ever stopped or is he still doing it?
Well, you can see that he still wants to do it, but he has backed off. I'll look at him and say, no, let her go. She's going to do it on her own. So. She's in the back of my car laughing right now.
I think it's funny that the kid is the one who called, like, oh, that's dad.
That's dad.
What's your daughter's name?
Sarah Elizabeth.
Thank you for listening, Sarah Elizabeth. Sorry about your dad.
We listen every morning on the way to school.
Awesome. All right, you think it's bad now, Sarah Elizabeth? Wait till you start dating.
Oh, wait till you start dating.
I've already picked out her prom dress. Goes from the neck to the ankle.
Full turtleneck.
Right. Jen, I'm sorry, and Marietta, hey.
Hi, Jen from Marietta. So we have two boys and a girl, 3, 5, and 7, and we have a helicopter granddad.
Oh, wow.
Who is their primary caretaker, you know, after school. His most recent comment was that we needed to remove the throw pillows because the feathers that were coming out could poke somebody and be very dangerous.
Oh, that's awesome.
I will say that is the worst. When you feel a little, like, poke on your arm or on your face and you go lay down, it's like, oh, come on.
Dangerous.
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 Not dangerous.
Like, I don't think anybody's gone to urgent care this year because they got stabbed by a down throw pillow.
Oh, what got you? Oh, that feather throw pillow.
You know how they are. You just think you're going to relax.
And all the throw pillows had been removed from the family room and put into the closet because they're shedding feathers.
So he just took them down.
He took them away because they were dangerous.
That's awesome.
That is the definition of helicopter dad right there.
Thank you. Thank you for the call, Jen.
You're welcome. Bye.
Teresa in LaGrange. Hey.
Hey. My husband is a crazy helicopter dad. Our son is 19, and he went into the Air Force last year. And as he's going in, my husband's like, when you call me. Don't call anyone else. Call me. Call me.
Aww.
And then we're dropping him off. You know, you have to drop them off the night before at the hotel for them to go to MEPS. My husband's like, do you want me to meet you at the airport before you go to basic? Do you want me to? My son's like, no, Dad, I've got this. I've got it.
It's the Air Force version of dropping. Jen's getting
so sweet though. Getting kind of teared up over here.
It was sweet, but it was a bit much. It was over the top. And then when he did call home, I was at the gym, and my husband's like, "Don't call your mom. She's working out. Just talk to me." Oh, that prompted a family meeting.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star 94.1.